Good evening.
Good evening.
Hannah, we're going to start, and hopefully somebody will come before we finish the beginning part.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and mute.
Okay. Cool. Anna Bekoa Gedula Chimincha Tati Zerura Aleph Gimel Yutaf Tzadi Kaberinat Amchasadvenu Taharenu No Kufreshayim Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshechucha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yitkav Shin Barhen Tacharem Rachamesikatcha Tami Damlein Betet Reish Tzaditav Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tucha Na'el Adata Het Kuf Bet Tet Nun Yayim Yachid Geer Lamcha Penei Zokre Kiddushata Yid Gimelamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yutta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Rechamun, Erech Apayim, V'rav chesed v'emet, Notzer chesed la'alapin, Noseyawon wa'fesha, V'chata'av v'nakei. We're now going to connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. We'll start with the Lashem Yehud, followed by this verse. Lashem Yehud Kudsha Berichu Ishkinte Bidchinu Erchimu Dchilu Dchilu Erchimu Riyata Lashem Yudhe Bidlavhe B'Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Adenu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Adenu Konenehu Rabbi Abba Amar Bekamatar Tanenan Dekudsha Parichu Koma Deaved Le'ela Wittata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Dereit Lach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Vedach Yaleya Mineya Ulan Haga Veya Kalana Yakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola Itzderich Bialma. The energy of the year 5778, our current year, is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses in this, in the Tanakh, that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon vayitchav vayavo Hamelech liroto vayomer Amnon El Hamelech tavo na Tamar achoti utlabev le'enei shetei levivot yere miyada. The second verse that connects to the energy of 5778 is from Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tavshin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. These three letters represent the blockage that creates the limitation and why the name becomes concealed. Hatati odiacha wawoni loki siti amarti ode ale pashai ladonai yo he wahe we ata nasata awon hatati sela. The verse, the year 5777, has the energy of the goats and also the wake-up call. There are also two verses that connect to this energy. The first verse that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katsipor oyevai finam. When we take the first letters of these words, we can permute them into tzatzkia, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we can permute them into dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this energy of the wake up is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tavshin Ayin Zion. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. And these seven letters represent the blockage that keeps the energy concealed. Kim Vadonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadevaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The earth's 5776 has the energy of the pause that refreshes. There are also two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lehashit et kol ha'olot vayahaskum achechem ha'levi'im ad kelot hamlacha v'adit katshu ha'kohanim ki ha'levi'im yishrei levav lehitkadesh me ha'kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai, yo hey wa hey, la la hey, wa wa wa, yo la yo, wa la me, hey hey hey, a ka a, re ka ha. The second verse that we study that connects to the energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Behuvah Adonai Yohewahe Adead Kibiyah Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tsukolamim. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. Job chapter 7, verse 19 is the first that we study. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarteni adili ruki. The second verse is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol ha-machavoiyam asher yidchabe sham v'shavtem elayel nacho v'halati ifem v'chayayim yeshno v'aretz v'hipasti O Tov B'Kol Alpei Yehuda. And the third is from Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo Lanetza Yoveid Roav Yomru Ayom. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy in all of the Tanakh. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10.
Malka.
Wasamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shakan ta'ata v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto Ka'asher Barishona. We're going to connect to the 72 names of God. We do this by saying the letters with the root vowel in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame. Mehe shi la la he aka aka heta he zayo ala da la awa he he a yo zala me be he he le yo he ko me la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa Nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re wa yo he wa la he he wa wa ko me nu da a nu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la a re yo Ashila me yo he, wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me, nu nu wa nu yo ta me de he pe wa yo, nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re, wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo, da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Hey, I hey, yo, bay, may, hey, yo, yo, may, wa, may. The 72 names of God that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, we reveal in the same manner. Wah, 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 yo, 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 sabe, te, me, me, be, she, la, yo, hey, anu, ta, me, ta, hey, hey, yo, anu, da, la, hey, wa, hey, be, hey, me, yo, sa, la, me, re, hey, hey, yo, yo, hey, me, me, la, wa, wa, ta, be, yo, la, yo, wa, hey, nu, la, nu, me, ta, yo, hey, yo, me, nu, hey, 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 wa, nu, yo, te, hey, hey, she, yo, re, ta, she, hey, re, la, yo, a, wa, me, la, yo, re, wa, hey, re, yo, yo, wa, la, hey, hey, yo, ta, a, ko, me, nu, da, a, nu, yo, hey, wa, me, re, hey, a, yo, ke, za, hey, she, hey, me, ta, ha, wa, wa, la, yo, yo, hey, sa a la re yo a la me ta he wa he be wa da la yo he yo she a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me a yo re la he be he me za re wa he be yo he a yo a he a la yo wa me za yo da he be me ko ta ko a la a he se wa la re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. We'll now do the mod meditation. Yo yo wa da yo wa da hey ah yo wa da hey ah wa ah wa yo wa da hey ah wa ah wa hey ah yo wa da yo wa da hey ah yo wa da hey ah wa ah wa yo wa da hey ah wa ah wa hey ah yo wa da yo wa da hey ah yo wa da hey ah wa ah wa yo wa da hey ah wa ah wa hey ah yo wa da yo wa da hey ah yo wa da hey ah wa ah wa yo wa da hey ah wa ah wa hey ah yo wa da yo wa da hey ah yo wa da hey ah wa ah wa yo wa da hey ah wa ah wa hey ah. The Sadikim who left this 13th day of Elul, Rabbi Yosef Chaim ben Eliyahu of Baghdad. This is the Ben Ish Chai. Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Twersky of Cherkas, and Rabbi Avraham Yisachar Ber HaKohen HaRabinowitz of Radomsk. And the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach we say in a whisper. Today's class is a Tikkuni Zohar class. It's going to be section 40 of the Tikkuni Zohar. You can find the handout on the unique astrological times link, on the revealed wisdom matrix in the last row, row 19. The second column from the left is the landing page for the Tikkuni Zohar. From the Tikkuni Zohar. This will, when it opens up, please scroll down to section 40A. Shem Yehud Kut Shabarichu Rishkin Te Bidhilu Urkimu Urkilu Urkilu Urkimu Leakta Lashem Yurhe Bavadhe Biyehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah, lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu konene aleinu maaseh yadeinu konenehu. Koach me'asav hagidi le'amo v'hai ayehu. Koach toy birkan de'dayim de'mal ka'ila'a dinun kozo b'mukaz kozo kenun Yehuda ila'a da'yehu Yudke vavke Eloheinu Yudke vavke Hugindi istalak Hai chayilichila Mi Yisrael yitmar Bechon v'yalko Beloko achlif ne'rudah Yud ke vav ke inun eser itzvayan itmar b'chon yudayo galila zahav b'vachon koach pirkin b'inun koach itvan b'ovada Divareshit ugin dache Hashem Elohai ata umay ata hahu Vitmar be'anachon tasat Me'oz ha'olam ata umay mechon Daneh amay amen Yoshev ne'eman Yomeh b'emsa Hadahu diktiv Yoshiaya Nad Ketiferet Adam L'Shabbat Beit Umay Me'oz Elahu Beit Mar Be'ya Az Tikera Ve'ha'lav he'o'ana U'may azilem Tamenayo Ayadvan Ge'inun Yud Aleph Ke'd Aleph Vav Nun Ke'yud Disalkin Lechoshavim Amen V'dayehu ha'on amen b'chol k'chol b'ha'hu koach u'ginda u'chmu u'chmau b'olai mitanitin ha'on amen b'chol k'chol koran Lo kazidino Sher shavayim Shenaluin ya'ela Itmar nachon kesoch Me'oz me'olam Atahu ve'aya Atah Hashem le'olam tashiv Atahu Barbea Avinu Milkanu Avinu Ata Umay Miyu Avinu Avharachaman Vyayuhu Kalilko Advandi Oraita Umadiyuhu Oraita Divakati Vamoda Ve'ayem Siyata Ve'ola Itmar Baruchata Ve'kad Yisrael Kamin Be'amida De'tzaluta Ayahuyati. Of course, I Ugimeya Uit Marbeha Huzina Atahashem Leolantashiv Kisah Lador Vador Umini Hu Lador Vador Alahu Deibar Beyahor Cholech Vador Paul the Farets Leo Lamamudat, the Lita for the Hoot, Mishishim Ravo, Umayn the Yuhu Miosha, Vishakil the Sheetin, Rivo Mashira Israel Udraga. Pileya Ispat Laria Nafara Nunalushi Achtar Zevitosev Liladat Shevadaf Kuf Zot Yavaharan Al Hakadesh Tachate Ayin Adam Mepik Luritzono Ma'ala Zoti Allah Itmar Metza Aisha Metza Tov Vahif Vayifak Ratzon Ma'avida Hayo At It's Leo so bo Vitama Atot Yeshvi Alehu Eat Marviel Yaba Bo Beko Et Yishalema Amara Lisha Ho Wigomer Dein Boach Et The Alda to Chabrihu Amar Vel Yava, the call it Al Hakodesh, Dayahu Kodesh, Yisrael, Lashem, the Kachakin Tadit Kariyatzot, Am Yisrael. Kimadi Adamadi Gamzo Behochtim Wigomer Maya Ainunim Rin Lo Ana Halach Telechdo Dach Hey Father Nashim Ana Pina Go decha unvaka shono Amcha becha matacha nunim Be'utzlotim be'tzitzit Uvavatafilin Be'shalvatot ve'yomin Tavin ve'alayhu Eid Marbina Vain Bene Israel Ot Hileolam Ot Rit Mela Ot Yishabat Vayomim Tavim Viot Tetafilim Al Hatamar Al Zot Zot Had who dictiv zot asher devar lachem avihem v'dot gezot hativ avik ritzono makishana lachem am al yavin kama Yatamar im tachana, alay mechana, wigomer bezotah. Nibibatas. Uhandeya Tishareya Et Yisrael Begalot Lorea Lacheminuta Ela Beagor Zot Upurkana Et Yisrael Lo Yite Ela Bezot Hadahu Kitiv Zot Ashiv El Rebe Alkeno Hil Yehuda Lo Itbaris Ola Bezot Hadahu Kitiv Zot La Yehuda Meshilo Beris Yat Yisrael Ela Bezot Bezot Habaracha Vemisholo Shet Levu Gam Lezot Alya Kativish Be'arlo Yedavetasilo Yavin Et zot v'keyon shechi adam Boratik retzono uvamashig Hashem shezoho zod sod al zot yetafilil kohasid al zot bedai L'shem Hashem Shehu Al Zot Lama Takanu Bishchirit L'mida Yedua V'kein K'manata V'manacha L'mida Yedua V'kein Be'arvet L'mida yedoa v'kein b'shemat Shabbat L'mida yedua v'kein b'yom tov L'mida yedua v'kein b'yasariat Yemei teshuva L'mida yedua Ela Mashamar Al Zot Humora Shehai Vav Yud He Hu Al Kol Sefira. English translation. The higher unity is that which goes beyond the limits of the current reality. It is the ability to think and act within the context of the divine. You have the strength of creation when you are able to place yourself there at the moment of its inception. You is the moment of creation. It is your realization of both the act and its continuous nature, established as the realization of unity, which is continuously with the matter, whether he was standing or sitting down. This refers to the act of prayer, which is a standing and sitting down operation. When you are standing, you are drawing energy. When you are sitting, you are manifesting that energy. And that is the meaning of standing and sitting. That was an unwritten commentary. It is as if you are in the midst of the divine. Because of this, you understand the way things work. Then acting accordingly, the unity is complete. You are the one. You dwell forever. It is about you that it is stated, Father, our King, our Father is you. Answering Amen means you affirm the unity with the eternal. This is the purpose of connecting above, which is to acknowledge and to become one with that which you are seeking. The Father is that which has been accrued for you, and which then acts to produce for you the blessings you are praying for. It is the result of the prayers and the seeding process spoken of above. It is the result of your contemplation of every word of Torah. The middle pillar, which is the Shekhinah, becomes active because of the intention of the Father, thus explained. The throne is made generation by generation, meaning that our thoughts that seed consciousness go through transformations which bring about what is called the throne. It is the purpose of standing prayer, too, to keep this throne in place in terms of our awareness of the process that is going on. When we reference the looking glass, we are alluding to the awareness that is taken from the reflection of the throne. Our thoughts begin to recognize themselves and the connections which they are making. Therefore, with this awareness awakened, the high priest enters the Holy of Holies. The will that is extracted is the awareness of the part that intention plays within. Consciousness in terms of directing its influences. We act for Yudke Vavke when we seed consciousness. With intention. The time for intention is during prayer when our thoughts are raised on high. You approach the sacred wearing the high priest garments, which are your highest thoughts, and then your intention is for connection on high. Our prayers reach on high via the Shekhinah, which is the holy connection that is produced by letting go and listening. And then moving among your intention via her pathways, called the Tree of Life. David produced favor with Yudke Vavke by his songs of praise. This was his seeding of consciousness, meditating upon the divine both day and night. The heart of good is the realization of our intention to do good. In this way, we pray with an active direction in mind and recognize that every prayer is a seed that brings forth blessings. So we see that all blessings come from prayers directed with intention above. Without awareness, prayers are meaningless. They must be directed with awareness in order for connections to occur. We make the name holy by our holy thoughts about the name. It is this which is being explained here in between the lines. All of our prayers during every service have this end in sight, to see consciousness with good, producing the answering good blessing. The epitome of thought is the source, because ultimately we are the reflection of that source. When thoughts arise, it is up to us to color them with praises and strive for holiness, transforming even the most base thoughts into their heavenly flights of return. As David said, to you, Yudke Vavke, is the greatness and the power. And there is no action affected with those below, but by Malchut. It is said, and his kingdom rules over all. But while the need for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be righteous to the righteous one, and to make it right, the kingdom, which is Malchut below, included in all the Sephirot, and they are called righteous by name. Yudke Vavke is called the righteous one, as it is said. The Yudke Vavke is righteous in all his ways. I'm going to end the class here for tonight. We will pick this up on Saturday night, where we'll do section 40B. Does anyone have any questions? This particular section is getting a little bit more clear. If you reread it and contemplate its ways, I think you will begin to understand this particular section. Shalom to all. We'll have a Sweefolk class in the morning at 7 a.m. Eastern time. I mean, Pacific time. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom. Shalom.